At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I want to start this video off with a fact that every American needs to know. Donald Trump has accumulated almost half of his wealth since becoming president back in January. Again, this is a fact that should be repeated over and over and over. 40% of Donald Trump's wealth has been accumulated because he leveraged his position of power to get favorable contracts, to start crypto coins, to take gifts and bribes from foreign countries, or to rewrite laws in his favor, in his rich friend's favor. 40% of his wealth. Meanwhile, 70% of Americans just want Trump to focus more on prices while he places more tariffs. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut just wrote an amazing political thread that just breaks down every piece of, well, not every piece of corruption. That would take days. That would take years. But it breaks down a lot of the key pieces of corruption over the past 6 months that have allowed Trump to build this wealth. You know, an interesting story that I always like to go back to is about Hillary Clinton. Just stay with me for 1 second, then we'll get on to Trump getting busted for his corruption. But listen to this. When Hillary Clinton was first lady, a furor erupted over reports that she had once made $100,000 from a $1,000 investment in cattle futures. So she made an investment and it was successful. This happened a dozen years before her husband became president, but it became a scandal that lasted weeks and forced the White House to initiate a full review. Well, 31 years later, after a dinner at Mar-a-Lago, Jeff Bezos agreed to finance a promotional film about Melania Trump that will put $28 million in her pocket, 280 times the bag that Clinton brought in, and nobody's talking about it. The Trumps have made hundreds of millions, perhaps billions, since this article was written, and that's why Senator Chris Murphy decided to dig in and really break it down. He says, the story of how Trump sells access to the White House to benefit himself and his family financially and to benefit his political operation is shocking and sordid. No president has ever monetized access like Trump has. It's a story you need to know, and we're going to break it down. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed for the people listening on audio on Spotify, Apple Music, or iTunes. Make sure you're saving the podcast. It means the world to me. You guys are absolutely the best in the world. Let's start off with this clip of Jessica Tarlov from the Fox 5, because she really recaps everything we're about to talk about nicely.
And Greg mentioned a staggering level of corruption. And I just got a note that the staggering level of corruption from last night's meme coin dinner.
That's what you're focusing on, the meme coin.
No, 40% of Donald Trump's wealth has been accumulated since he became president because of two crypto coins. The New York Times did interviews with foreign buyers of this cryptocurrency who came over here to have dinner with him. A guy from South Korea.
This is not even part of the segment.
So what?
You're talking about a meme coin. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about who's corrupt and who is profiting off the American office.
Did he try to cover that up? I don't think so.
Yeah, Caroline Levitt said
you're defending
capacity,
an administration that covered up a dying leader, and you're sitting here going, but meme coin, meme coin.
I'm saying billions.
All right, let's give Paul a chance to clean it up real quick. Paul, final thoughts.
It is clean on my side of the street.
That clip honestly just infuriated me. They were gaslighting Jessica Tarlov. So let's break down the corruption that Greg Gutfeld was just laughing about smugly in this clip. I mean, he calls it a scam coin, but you are downplaying the largest scandal, one of the largest presidential scandals ever to be committed. I mean, they only are up there with other Trump scandals. You can't just call it a meme coin when it gives other people access and leverage to the president. Let's just use Justin Sun, for example, a Chinese-born crypto billionaire who has invested millions of dollars in Trump's meme coin, is what Greg Gutfeld calls it. But Justin Sun was being investigated by the SEC deeply. An insane investigation because he allegedly scammed like millions of dollars out of people and manipulated markets and was doing terrible, terrible things. He couldn't even step foot inside the U.S. until he bought millions of dollars of Trump coin. Then he went to a private Mar-a-Lago dinner. The SEC investigation was dropped. People can buy access. Countries can buy access. Countries can get leverage and dangle it over Trump's head because they hold the vast majority of his wealth. Not the vast, but about 40 to 50% of his wealth now. His wealth continues to rapidly increase, and that's why I want to break down this thread with the help of Senator Chris Murphy. He explains how access is being sold. Private meetings are being sold. Secret, behind-closed-doors meetings are up for grabs. So the primary way to get to Trump is at his golf clubs. Reportedly, a $5 million donation to Trump's political operation gets you a one-on-one meeting. $1 million will get you a private group dinner. This is the definition of the swamp. He wants to drain the swamp in the deep state, but he is selling out corruption. Remember a few years ago when Rudy Giuliani was trying to sell pardons? This is just an extension of that. You can sell access to the presidency. We dug into the article. It reads, people are paying millions to dine with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Business leaders are paying as much as $5 million to meet one-on-one with the president at his Florida compound, while others are paying $1 million apiece to dine with him in a group setting. That is one way that people are buying access, but it gets much, much worse. One crypto CEO who paid the $1 million price explained to the New York Times that after his meeting with Trump, his idea to make money off the federal government was suddenly, quote, making the rounds. So mission accomplished, from my view. A new disclosure shows how corporations and individuals, including many in the crypto business, wrote big checks while seeking favor from the president. We need to reinforce to the American people, the president's net worth has increased. Like, literally, almost half of his net worth is there because of the presidency. He's making billions, while 70% of Americans want him to focus more on prices, while inflation is raging and unemployment numbers are so bad he has to panic. When the cryptocurrency entrepreneur Eric Schermeyer heard that President Trump was holding a small group dinner, he saw opportunity. He reached out to a lobbyist with connections who arranged for him to attend the dinner. He gave MAGA Inc. $1 million. At the dinner, Mr. Schermeyer, who had never given a federal political donation before, presented an idea for a cryptocurrency called the USA token that would be distributed to every citizen, according to interviews and a flyer he distributed. Then, the Trump administration and that idea started to circulate. So any random person that just has money or inherited money or, you know, inherited some sort of real estate can just buy access to the president, which is a scary, scary thing. We saw Elon Musk buy access to the White House. Man, having the old establishment, by establishment, I mean like the Biden administration that wouldn't just sell access, kind of sounds good right now. Maybe there are checks and balances and financial disclosures for a reason. To continue, Trump also sells access to him for those who send money directly to Trump wallet. This spring, he held a reception with the top buyers of his crypto coin. News of the opportunity immediately drove up the price of the coin, making Trump millions. Right after that dinner, that was the clip that I showed you with Jessica Tarlov and Greg Gutfeld pointing out the corruption. To continue, his family gets in on the grift too. His son is opening a new private club in D.C. labeled the Executive Branch. There is a $500,000 entry fee. Don Jr. is also on many new boards. These boards are directly being benefited by new Trump policies. I made a video the other day about how Don Jr. joined a drone board, like randomly, and I think it was September or October, right before the election. He joined the board for a drone company. The drone company's stock price doubled immediately, just doubled, and then Trump has given them favorable contracts. There's no actual proof of a connection, like actual paper trails, but you can link things together. This finally reads from Chris Murphy. Of course, big donors have always had access to politicians. That is different, though. That is much, much different. The scope and sophistication of this access operation is unprecedented. Never before has a president openly made money personally off selling access like this. We shouldn't accept any of it. There's article after article of, you know, Trump crypto soars as president offers dinner to top holders. This was back in April, but Trump has been leveraging his presidency to make money over and over. Honestly, it's incredibly terrifying, especially how the American people are desensitized to it. There's a new poll. This is the scary part. There's a new poll showing that American voters think Democrats and Republicans are the same level of corrupt because they see Nancy Pelosi allegedly doing insider trading And then they see Donald Trump taking like billions of dollars in crypto and Qatari jets. For some reason, they think it's the same. I honestly think it's because Trump is able to be more bombastic and control the narrative about it. For example, he sent out like 9 tweets today about how corrupt Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, he's constantly just going. Democrats do that, but sometimes it feels like we're pulling punches. And that's why on this channel, we don't pull punches. We hit hard every single day, all day. We will continue to expose the corruption and counter message. We will beat the messaging that Trump does. And to do that, we need your help. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. I appreciate all of you, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.